evening, everyone, and welcome back to West Side Story. We've been away for a little while.
Where did you go?
Where did I go?
Yeah.
I stayed in Manchester. I was just being lazy. You know, just get myself a promotion. That's what I've done.
For God's sake, I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah? Well, have you been doing that?
Same, babes.
Same? Oh, yeah. You've had a little promotion too? Oh, yeah. And Ed?
I don't know if I have.
You started your own business.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know. Promoted myself.
Also, mine wasn't really a promotion. It was a sideways, slight diagonal.
All right.
Anyway, nobody cares.
So, yeah.
They do. They care where we've been.
It's a good
excuse, isn't it? We haven't recorded since September, but we're back. We're going to change things up.
Getting used to our new lives. Yeah.
All change.
What's changing, Ed?
All sorts. You'll see. Well, you're here.
So do you want to deliver the news or not for next episode? No?
I think you should. Go for it.
Should I? I don't know if you remember, a few episodes ago, we had Amy Vraker on the episode. She was really good. So, yeah.
What was the episode? Visiting.
Visiting.
Yeah.
There was lots of horrifically fun subjects on that episode, including the story about the KFC.
Yeah.
In the intimate place. Anyway, so Amy's going to be joining the crew.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. I don't sound that excited, but I am inside.
We should give her a round of applause.
Yes. Or alternatively, we should probably give ourselves a round of applause for getting Amy.
Amy also got a promotion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Joining the crew. So, to start this episode, I will say Sanjivar. Do you know why we're saying that?
No.
Anyone?
Go on.
What night is it tonight?
So you can show off.
Sanjivar. It's Burns Night, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So in Gaelic, that is good health.
Good health, indeed.
Cheers to that, everyone.
Cheers.
Gesundheit as well.
Gesundheit. I mean, it's not Scottish, is it?
No.
So what are we all drinking tonight? What's on our menus?
I've got an orange marmalade gin with Mediterranean tonic and some paprika stacks. My fave.
Nice.
And something that you poured me.
A dry sherry.
A dry sherry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you, Eduardo?
I've got half San Pellegrino lemon and half lager. It's a posh shandy.
A posh shandy. This is the next stop on the train to Hipsterville, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I think
£10 right. Shandy. Claim it's a cocktail. It can't be a cocktail, though, can it? You have to have three ingredients, right?
Correct.
Right. You could put something in it, like a lemon or something.
Yeah.
Could you?
Lemon ice. On top of the lemonade.
Yeah.
Does that make a gin and tonic a cocktail?
It depends what you garnish it with.
Mm-hmm.
Were you here for my garnishing party?
I mean, that sounds dirty. Right, this episode, we're digressing too much.
We are.
We're going way off.
Some would say filibustering. We'll go back to that later. this episode is called Debating.
Yep.
So put the kettle on, set up the fire, and have a lovely time settling in to this week's West Side Story.
Do you want your dick deaf?
Of?
Debating.
We're not debating.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
That's not the episode.
Here it is.
Guys.
We just said it.
I'm trying to be funny.
Oh, right. You're debating with me. So I've worked out if you press this little speaker as well, I'll pronounce it for you.
Okay.
So.
Debate.
I could do that.
Debate.
Oh, that was very close.
It was good.
It was almost like a slow echo, wasn't it?
Debate. Noun.
Debate.
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 Debate. A noun. A formal discussion on a particular matter in a public meeting or legislative assembly in which opposing arguments are put forward and which usually ends with a vote. Example, last night's debate on the education bill.
So actually, I'm wrong. I wasn't debating with you because it has to be in public.
Does it?
That's what that says.
I think that's wrong, you know.
Well, usually in public.
I don't think that's correct.
Discussion is the same.
I don't think they have to be formal either, debates, do they?
The verb is to argue about a subject, especially in a formal manner.
Yeah.
So, example, MPs debated the issue in the Commons.
Well, people take debating or debate classes, don't they? Like, you can go to a debate society and things at uni. Yeah,
debate
yeah, yeah.
Club.
And then you, and even if it's something, it's a skill that you hone, even if you don't agree personally with the viewpoint you're presented, you have to debate that argument just to develop those skills, right?
Oh, it's called sales, isn't it?
I've actually got a question for you. It's sort of debate, really. But I was curious, what do you both think about post-show discussions?
Is this in a theatre context, are we saying?
Well, you can get a post-show with a film as well, can't you? But with either, where you, normally you will see a piece of art.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I mean, that's a Q&A really, isn't it? But let's say a post-show discussion where you have the panel and people can ask questions.
I think a lot of it comes down to the host of that. Yeah. I think it's a real skill. If you're hosting a debate, and I don't know how it works in a debate society, if you have someone mediating, but I think it can fall flat on its arse if it doesn't... Flat on its arse? Fall on its arse? You know what I mean.
Fall flat on its arse.
Yeah. If it doesn't have a decent host, I think that can ruin it.
Oh, I don't think it's about the host at all.
Well, I think it is. I think if you've got strong people debating strong things, you've got to be able to bring them back to topic. You've got to stop audience members making statements rather than questions.
Well, that's what it is. It's the audience, isn't it? They always let down it. Because you sat there and it's like... Let's say you've watched a show about refugees.
Right.
And they don't really debate on stage because they just get everyone that agrees, because people would get bottled if they didn't all agree on the liberal side of the issue. So you're never going to actually have a debate.
Do you think
they call it a discussion. It's patting everyone on the back for a start. Mm. And then someone from the audience goes, and they're like, yes, please me. Can I answer a question? It's like, okay, you, two aisles back. And they go... Yeah, so I really agree with you, because I was in the jungle in Calais and I spent a week looking after these people, so I just want to say I really appreciate this. It's like, stop wanking yourself off in the audience. We're not here for you to do your charity or whatever you've done. We're here to debate. But all it is people doing moral masturbation.
I agree. It's
that's the problem.
In a very safe arena.
It's right that it's not really questions, is it, a lot of the time? It is usually an observation.
Yeah.
But I think the audience should be a bit more critical. Apparently in Europe it's a bit different and the audience go for it.
Really?
Yeah, and really take a bite out of people.
Nice.
But in the UK it's like you either agree with them or you don't say anything.
Yeah. What about the presidential or the prime minister debates?
I think it's more of a game.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already set up on sides.
Exactly.
I think it'd be very nice if it was like in an oval.
Right.
I think they should actually move Parliament, refresh it all, move it to Manchester. There's very few places in the world where the business capital of the country resides by the political capital of a country.
Right.
And that is usually because you want to keep the two away because there's backhanders and everyone's like, be like, so you can geographically separate them.
Yeah.
America is a great idea.
Washington,
New York.
Yeah.
Separate. Istanbul, Ankara for Turkey.
Yeah.
I think they split up there. And lots of countries do that, but we have all ours in the same place. Also why London probably gets so much funding, because I'm pretty sure if we had some politicians up here, they'd be like, ooh, you know what, might as well pour some money into my own pockets, have a nice job. I went down to train. Right, so some training in London the other day.
Yeah.
Right?
Just one sec. Now, people who say there's no West Side Story on this, and why do we call it West... Here we go.
Right.
Settle in.
So going down for training in London.
Yeah.
Right. So I get on a Virgin train down. They're obviously posh. But, you know, we've had our Northern Rail experiences. Yeah. Not been best recently. Have you been on those Western Railways? Fuck me. It was almost like the table had been polished daily and it was brand new luxury vinyl tile across the top of it. Like all woody looking, very eco-friendly looking. Yeah. Plugged next to pretty much every seat.
You were in first class.
I was not. I was first class on the Virgin train. Oh, don't get me started. It's not worth it in first class.
Oh, right.
Not worth it. And you have to sit with arseholes. Oh, my God. I actually, like, had a little face down with some guy on it.
Oh, you told me.
Because I was having a talk that might have been a bit too loud. And we were, like, talking about politics. And there's this guy hiding behind his Financial Times, which is a fairly okay paper. Why not? But this little bald newt behind it was like, every time I said something, it was like, laughing, like, ho, ho, like the fucking laugh, like, it's like, yeah. And probably like passively aggressively every time I said something. So I stood up to get my bag. I was like, oh, it was a great journey, mate, to the guy I was talking to. I was like, apart from some wankers hiding behind the newspapers.
Did you react to it?
Oh, then he did a little fucking laugh. It was like the, you know those laughing sailors that you put the pennies in?
Yeah.
And they laugh like crazy, man. Oh, God. Yeah. I bet his wife's cheating on him. It's fine. Anyway,
you're on a fancy train.
Yeah, that's it. They've just got better trains than us.
Oh, right.
It's just saying, money's all staying down there because they've got them in the same place.
Yeah.
Have your politics and your business in the same place. They're getting all the money. We should move Parliament up here.
We're not going to have anything soon.
Put it in a nice circle.
Are we?
What are you on about? There's loads of opportunities in Brexit.
Are there?
Psych.
That's what we're not.
Tell you what, Brexit's not happening. I've
really?
Said it for months.
You don't think?
It's not going to happen.
My brother said this.
Go on, why? Why don't we think it's going to happen?
Because they'll just push and push and push to get it delayed until the point where it's just forever delayed. So it's not that they'll make a decision for it not to happen. It'll just constantly be being worked through.
Yeah.
And it won't get to a resolution. The problem is the damage is already done.
Yeah.
And it's kind of irreversible. So it doesn't matter what happens now. I mean, it does. It obviously does.
Let's talk about basics in Brexit, right?
Okay.
Go on.
No one wants a Brexit episode, really, but you got it now.
My favourite thing is that you say Brexit. It makes me think of eggs and brisket.
Mm, oh, Brexit. God.
Oh, yeah.
Beef? I thought you meant to be vegetarian.
I am. I'm just...
No, it wasn't linguistics. You. It was more Ed being like, oh, yeah, a bit of brisket.
No, but it sounds good, though. I mean, I'm flexitarian.
You are.
Flexitarian means normal. Like, eats everything. What's that? Omnivore. What are you called when you're in the middle?
Omnivore.
Yeah. It is omnivore, yeah. Isn't it? Omnivore. Shouldn't question myself.
Omnivore, yeah. Carnivore, omnivore, dinosaur.
What about if we were to have a vote on whether we have a vote?
God, that's bureaucracy, isn't it?
God.
Costs loads to do a vote as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we'll get any more fraction. I think it's fine. Everyone will be like, hmm. I did have to go on a 5 Live debate.
How was that?
A while ago.
What did you debate?
Well, there wasn't much to debate. Now, this is the craziest thing about it. We had people that were meant to be, you know everything about politics. You had politicians there and stuff. And no one could confirm anything, even down to how the EU works. Everyone was arguing about how they operate there.
Right.
So I was just like, this is an argument based on no facts at all, both sides. I will say, though, for the Brexiteers, they're quite ambitious. So like, they did like a standing poll, basically. And obviously it's audio because it was like a radio thing. And they were like, right, who wants to leave with no deal? Right, there's about 50 of us. About 7 of them stand up
right.
And they sit down. And then this woman that's doing the stats on the side was like, well, whatever percent of the audience stood up to say that, you know, so these guys are like, we want a deal. Oh, yeah, good maths.
Yep.
Anyway, they're going, shouting from the back, these Brexiteers are like, oi, oi, it's BBC maths. BBC maths, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. It's the BBC report like they are. And I turned around to her, I was like, mate, like, you can't do maths. Like, this is it. It's not the BBC maths. It's you can't count. It's like, you deluded. It was 7 people. It's like, BBC maths, mate. And any time there was anything put forward, it was just like, rubbish. It's rubbish. It's like, you don't know what will happen when we leave the EU. It's like, yeah, fair enough, but we know what happens if we stay in.
Do you think that is a good tactic or technique for derailing a debate? To
what?
Just to constantly heckle, like that guy was doing? Good.
Yeah, well, you can't argue with a heckler. Because it doesn't go anywhere. You can't debate. So they've already won before they started. Whether or not it moves something forward
exactly.
is a different matter.
Maybe that would be my debate technique. Have you ever heckled? Are you a heckler?
I don't think I've heckled.
That surprises
me. I imagine I'd be quite good at it. I did chase a comedian off stage once that tried to take the piss out of me.
You chased him off stage?
Go on, do tell.
Right, so it was a comedy night, and it was like one of those smaller ones in like a pub.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy's going along doing his jokes. It was quite funny, I'll give him that. And then he goes, it's like, he's doing this thing at the end where he's trying to set up, it's basically like he gets people on stage that look like people that would be in a rock band.
Right.
And then get them to do like, the sound to it. He's like, oh yeah, we're going to make a fake band. Right. That's probably the best way to say it. And so he starts on me, he goes, oi, you. I was like, yeah. He's like, you look like the fat one from Keen, which is actually quite funny, quite right. But at the same time, I was like, all right, dickhead, calm down. And he's like, oh, right, you come up here. And he's like, right, so you're going to do the vocals, you're going to do the band and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so he starts it, and it's the bloody, it's like a darkness song, you know, with a really high pitch thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's meant to be the joke. So I'm like, you don't expect me to do nothing, so I just tried to smash it. And then the song carried on, and then he was like trying to start up again, and the joke, I was like, I'm just going to carry on. And then I started chasing around the stage, like, and yeah, you just had to run off out the doors.
While you were singing?
Yeah, then I was just in the middle, like, yeah, darkness is still going, fuck you, mate. See you in a while, my show now. Ruined it. Worst thing is, my mate was comparing it, and he was just like, where's, no. But I was like, it's going to go two ways, isn't it? And if there's one thing you should know, being a comedian, right? What gives you the power on that stage?
The microphone.
It's the fucking microphone.
Yeah.
So don't give El Nob Eddie a microphone. You've lost the power. You can't shout over me anymore. And I will chase you around stage and push you out the stage.
Great.
In the same pub, actually. A lot of things happened in this pub. In the same pub, I was out having a drink and I went down to the toilets. And I'm usually a urinal user, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And this, for some reason...
That means nothing to me.
So, yeah. You know, the porcelain on the wall.
I know what a urinal is. I just don't... I mean, right. I have no...
So do you not get a concept?
I have no reference point to that.
Okay. So, I was like, right, I'm going to do this. Free and easy.
Right.
But this time I was like, you know what? Posh wee, going to go to a cubicle. Anyway. Oh, this is a really important bit of this story. I'm so shit at telling stories. The West Side Story. The West Side Way. So when I'm going down, this is why. There's a guy that was just washing his hands for ages. And that's why I was like, a bit freaky. Going into the cubicle. Anyway, so after that, all I can hear is these, like, thudding sounds and then a bit of screaming. And this guy going, where's the fucking stuff? Where's the fucking stuff? Where's the fucking... He goes on like that. Where's the fucking stuff? Where's the fucking stuff? And I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, do I go out and help? I was like, I don't know what's going on there. So I just, like, just going to step on top of the toilet, I think. So no one can see underneath.
You want to pretend you're not there.
Yeah. Anyway.
They do that in Monsters, Inc.
Oh, you've got to do it.
Yeah, it's like in Scream or something.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was like, something was going on there. What? It didn't sound great. Anyway, after it all, I hear this guy move, and then it's just this light sobbing, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should have intervened. When I saw his face when I came out, I was like, fucking glad I did not intervene. Like, mate, it was like blowing up. It was really bad. It's not actually quite...
What, beaten up?
Yeah, yeah. So apparently some guy... This guy had come up with some drugs from somewhere.
Right.
And then this guy knew that he was in Manchester, I think. And then he was trying to steal the drugs from him. So it was like this big, like, drugs thing going on. Anyway, what I didn't know in the meantime is some guy had gone upstairs being like, there's someone getting beaten up in the toilets. And then there's this CCTV of, like, this guy running up. But my mates are all upstairs. And all they can hear is Wes is down there. Wesser, and they thought it was me
getting
the absolute shit kicked out of me. And the bouncer was like, mate, now I'm not going to go down there because it looks pretty brutal, so we'll just wait until it's finished.
Whoa.
So, yeah, anyway, yeah. When I get out of the toilet, this guy's sobbing. I was like, mate, do you want me to ring the police? And he was like, so you listened to this whole thing and you didn't even think about ringing the police? I was like, well, no. And I thought you were carrying drugs, so... Didn't know if you wanted it or not.
Yeah, you have to ask.
So yeah, he had a right go. Anyways, fucking massive, this guy. So I don't know how big the other guy was. So I was like, all right, see you in a bit, mate. Goodbye. All the way upstairs. And then my two mates, like, literally after everything's happened, I've already had this chat, pretend to kind of burst in, like, where's he, all right? I was like, you fucking... We know you've just been hiding upstairs for fucking years while I could have been having the shit beaten out of me. We know what's going on here. So I can't rely on those. But yeah, that was same pub, two stories.
Damn.
Crazy place. Not going to name it. No, don't want to lose them in the trade.
I was going to actually, one of the questions West I have, what do you think of art critics or film critics in terms of how they
think of them.
Their opinions that they have and what kind of debate it creates for you? Like, do you find it useful to read critics' opinions when you're going to go see something or...
Someone else asked this question recently, like about... On what basis are you most likely to go and see something recommended? Is it from, like, a specialist critic?
Yeah.
Is it through, like, just random social media and, like, whoever recommends? Is it through friends that you trust? Or is it through, like, an institutionalised reviewer?
Right.
What
do you go for?
I think I said Twitter, which is horrendous.
Really?
Or peer-to-peer.
Mm.
Yeah. But I do take the point that, actually, like, an independent critic... I don't think anyone can be a critic, but I think everyone tries to be.
I think WOM's the one, isn't it? Bit of WOM.
What's WOM?
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
But that's the same as Twitter and peer to peer, no? Well, that's what I meant.
Friendship groups, isn't it? And that.
Yeah.
Yeah, one. Critics are weird, right? Because the problem with critics is, especially in something that should be as fast-paced as art and moving and being more inventive and changing on, is critics based on certain points and there's like a structure around it.
Yeah.
And that structure does not allow for innovation.
What were you going to say?
What do you think of AI and the debate around AI?
I think you should tell us because all you've done is interview us so far.
No, I'm curious.
And that is not
questions.
A healthy debate.
Oh, go on. Give us some information on what... Define AI.
Yeah.
And what
artificial
you,
intelligence.
And what does it mean to you?
So the idea of being able to program software to work out a process. So, for example, a chess game. Gary Kasparov is a good example. He lost to a machine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, where something can work out in so quickly multiple moves ahead of time and applying that to different things that could be science, could be automation,
could be
like what do you think about that?
I don't
know.
Do you
find it scary?
You know what,
do you think it sounds cool?
I am not educated enough to I'm not educated enough to like have a proper opinion on that. I feel like it's
but the basic principle of it, what do you think?
Throw it out there,
like
it, Nads.
I feel like it's inevitable. I feel like it's inevitable and it won't be stopped. So it makes me feel very irrelevant and it makes me feel like no matter what my opinion on it doesn't matter because it's going to happen anyway.
Mm. Oh my God, that's defeating.
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't be very good in a Terminator film.
And in the society that
when Skynet lands.
Yeah, when Skynet lands, Daddy is like,
I'm just
thinking, kill me now, I'm done.
I'm just thinking about
I don't know
why
what
exists.
Skynet is.
Okay, it's in Terminator.
Well, I don't know what that is.
It's basically...
You know what Terminator is?
The one with the red eyes.
Yeah, you're being very belligerent tonight. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Pull that from my AI chip.
Let's do it. Yeah.
I went synonyms in my head.
I don't know, maybe I am cynical about it, but because I feel like it will be used for negative things, but then that's just because that's what films and the media predict.
At the moment,
but it can
though.
Also be used for incredible things like predicting and scanning diseases and preempting DNA genetic problems and solving them, and I don't know. This is what I mean. I'm just gonna talk shit and then realise that I'm not educated on it, so I feel like an idiot.
No, but you can have it's a moral discussion in a way, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah,
with saying,
and that's
what do you
I'm
think
basically
about
saying.
A
it strips us of humanity.
It doesn't though, because you've
always
got
a very bold thing to say.
At the moment, you've still got to put stuff in, right? To get stuff out.
Yeah.
You've still got to make it.
Yeah.
It's at the point that they start making their own little robot babies that evolve and stuff.
But every time, I just feel like, and this is probably, this is what I mean about some probably constructed paranoia, why I feel like this. But every time you tick the T's and C's and the GDPR and you don't really look and you accept all the cookies, I just feel like that very, very easily like becomes the norm, becomes accepted, and before we know it, algorithms are doing it already. They're telling us what we want in life. They're planning our life. They're doing that because we're told constantly that's what it is. And that's, as much about humans.
I think that's a generalisation. I don't think I'm that goal-driven.
No.
Actually, it might be.
I'm talking about like a consumerist society in general, which is what we live in. So, somber moment.
I know.
Why is it somber?
Well, yeah, it's fine,
because
though.
I just took it really cynical and serious.
No, that's fine.
We
expected of you.
Isn't it? What do you think of science and software?
What you gave me then? We expected it of you. And then she literally gave me the Terminator eyes. Don't call me cynical, Wes. By having that shit.
I am quite cynical.
Chip came in.
Do you think we're living in a simulation?
No.
In the words of Descartes, I think, therefore
I
am. I
think think that needs to get over themselves and go and look at the sky for a bit. Just go and look at the horizon, get out of the city. Turn your phone off. And just go and like...
Look at you trying to pretend you're not cynical now. Little bit of criticism. Woo! Just really want to go into a field and dance with the birds, write some poetry in a light breeze under a tree where we'll stare at a daffodil for 3 hours and think, isn't it a glorious world?
I mean...
Followed by yoga at 11 the next day.
But then that is a perfect algorithm and a perfect predicted thing that an AI could prescribe me.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because is AI just cliche?
I mean, what I did then was stereotyping, so the AI
Exactly, stereotyping and cliche.
Because if it algorithmed me, it'd be a right mixed bag. I mean, algorithms on social media can't even get me. I never get what I want from those algorithms.
What do you get?
I just get, like, shit.
Like what?
Like, not much. I don't know. At the moment, it thinks I like bum bags, which I don't. what's another thing that's coming up? Dogs, which I do like dogs, but it's not my favourite thing. But fucking hell, dogs come up a lot. Like, I'm absolutely nailed by cute dogs, and it doesn't have anything to do with cookery, which is like one of my favourite things.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it can get used to me being constructive and self-destructive at the same time.
Mm. Oh, I'm really curious life. Now. I'm going to look up on,
and that's
on
the
my
only
account.
Reason what your ads are.
What my first? Yeah. What the first ad is. If I look into it.
Are you still on Apple, Nadia?
Yeah.
Have you looked at your screen time recently? Yeah. Where are you at?
I get it down every week. That's my aim, is to be down each
See,
time.
Mine's tiny.
Okay. Okay.
I said to someone, you know what, that one? I said to someone the other day, I was actually, this is in work as well, I was talking about walking and walking fast, and I said, I'm long on the top and short on the bottom. And literally the whole office went for it, so immature. How much do you look at your phone then, Ad? Ad. Moving over to... That's your AI version. Ad.
Screen time. Yeah. Are we doing a screen
per day. Last 7 days per day.
Okay, that's actually bad. So screen time today is 2 hours, 7 minutes.
Oh, I'm 1:47.
I can't look at mine at the moment.
Oh, today though, is 1:57. Social networking's on a real high. What did I do?
So it reckons on average 3 hours.
Ooh. So... I was on the radio with a guy the other day. In a week, guess how long he spends on Instagram?
Go on.
12 hours.
More.
More.
No.
20.
More.
30.
More.
No.
What?
48 hours. On
Two
Instagram.
Full days.
On Instagram, a week.
And to be on it, you have to be actively scrolling.
Yeah.
Not just the app running in the background.
I don't know. I don't know how it measures it, but 48 hours was what came up on his screen reader.
That's like a part-time job.
That is basically
being
AI.
Wait, that's a full-time job.
I think that is part of what he does.
If
he does
work,
have a lot of followers.
I was going to say, if you work 8 hours a day, that's like 5 days a week, that's 40.
But is there that much to do on Instagram, even if it's your professional thing?
No.
Because you don't want to do 100 images a day, do you?
No.
Yeah, or is a lot of that like just like perving
I mean,
and
looking
at dogs?
At other people's stuff.
Yeah.
Or reaching out to people. It depends what you do, but that is more than a full-time job.
I've got a niche like at the moment on Instagram. It is female football trick people. You know when they do all that like... Well, yeah. I don't know why I'm particularly interested in the female element of it. I don't know. I think it's cool because it's meant to be so male-dominated.
Mm.
But then they're all awesome.
What accounts should we follow?
What's the one called? There's one that's really good. I shall be one moment. One moment, please, guys. One moment.
The ad that came up on Twitter recommended for me was the Emirates FA Cup.
Oh, really?
I know. Yeah. Talking about debating, I had a big debate in my head whether or not to stay down for the FA Cup. Football's great.
Is it?
It was really good. It's very multi-layered, and people don't appreciate that enough. This is the thing again, though. This is why I fuck up social media. And I also like football. Can't be read. Just an inquisitive mind, I guess.
Stop complimenting yourself.
Why not?
All the time.
What's bigger on social media at the moment? Self-love.
Yeah.
Get off my cloud, Nadia.
Sure.
What do you think about...
Get off my AI chip making me happy.
Get off my bench.
What do you think about...
sweating it up down here. By the way, guys, just I feel like we need to do... No, we need to do a call out for this.
What?
I think it's a problem. I know at least one other person with this problem. And
no,
people need to feel better
about
it.
This before.
Well, we'll do it again. This is an ad. Go into an ad break. Hi. My name's Wes.
And I suffer.
I'm doing like a Michael Caine. Hi. My name... I can't do accents. My name is Wes. And I suffer... Oh, this is a really bad accent. And I suffer from... What does I call it?
Sweaty arse crack.
No, sweaty arse in a S-A-S. And if you didn't know, S-A-S stands for sweaty arse syndrome. I'm so bad at accents.
Yeah.
Can you guys do any good accents? Can you guys do a Michael Caine? Can you? My name. My name. It's like the Triffid. My name is Michael Caine. Michael Caine. Blow the bloody doors off. I'm dying. I'm still trying to find that Instagram account.
In Men's Health, they call it swamp ass.
Did I tell you, right? I was on holiday once. Right, we went to York. I was in York, right? And it was a really hot summer. And I was like doing a surprise like holiday for Zoe to be like, you know, it's your birthday. I'll take you away to York for a weekend. I didn't have much money at the time. So I was like, here we go. And we went to this like B&B and it was like the top room in an attic. Oh my God. So it was like 33 degrees outside. And obviously you're in an attic room, a small attic room. So sweaty. I literally got a, is it called baby rash? What's it called that?
Nappy rash.
So painful. I found out I'm more manly. I told everyone I had nappy rash and then found out you could call it chef's arse if you wanted to be more manly.
Chef's arse.
Because apparently chefs get it in the kitchen. Going, well, that makes really? Sense.
Did you get some Sudocrem on it?
Oh yeah, I was lathering it up. That was very moisturised.
I like the smell of Sudocrem.
You know, after it's been used to cure no. Swamp ass. A bit of nappy rash. Right, inane arguments. Let's do it.
Yeah, inane I feel debate. Like
we need to get back on track.
Inane debate.
Okay, what is your meal called at around 12 till 2 p.m.? Ed.
Lunch.
Nadia.
Lunch, but only because I am in a working environment where everyone calls it a lunch break.
This has been the last episode. But
at school, it was dinner, ladies. Dinner, innit? Yeah.
Oh, no, I think dinner of like 5 o'clock on.
Oh, my God. You're stubborn.
That's tea.
That is tea. Oh, that is disgusting. Are you doing this for a troll for the episode? You're not doing this for the sake of the episode.
He is southern. He was born in Gloucestershire.
Were you? You were born in Ciderland.
Yeah.
Oh,
go on.
Tea time.
We'll do some more. I don't think there's anywhere to go off it other than.
So you say dinner. Not. You say dinner for
dinner.
Afternoon.
Tea.
I say dinner for dinner.
Dinner for dinner. Tea for tea. You say dinner for
food.
Tea.
I tend to just say I'm going to grab some food.
God, have you got that fence stuck up your arse or what?
No.
I'm going to get some food.
Because I tend to eat at like...
That's like non-gendered speaking, which is quite good and positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if AIs will like gender things. It's how they're programmed, but I wonder if they'll advance like our terminology quicker.
Yeah. Well, that was the other debate, wasn't it? When they're actually giving it a personality. What gender they identify.
Best person to ever pull off a turtleneck, and I'm jealous of this, right? So turtlenecks, usually like you have to be quite slim to wear one. Otherwise, like, oh. Picasso, there's a picture of him rolling out his old beer belly in a turtleneck.
Yeah,
that's
good.
And he looks fucking shit hot.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he's managed it, because I tried one on, and I look like a fucking dumpling.
Before, I was like, I've got a black turtleneck dress, do you want to try it on?
Oh, I'll probably put it out of shape, really. Can't be honest. I'm like a shoe stretcher. Just bubble it out in the middle. There you go. I should make myself like a human. So, you know, like baggy clothes are well in at the moment.
Yeah.
I should make myself like a human, like jumper stretcher.
Yeah.
Maternity mannequin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm joking.
No, that works. Because it is like so a prop. No, it's true. Accurate, objective feedback. It is like a little baby belly. It's quite cute, I think. It does kick sometimes.
Shut up.
I've got a bit of indigestion. Oh, it's like, woo! Michael's kicking, guys.
I hate that. Sometimes I can feel my pulse in my stomach.
Can you?
Yeah.
Because you've got a lot.
Well, slim person of, problems.
There's a lot of blood circulating around there, right?
I only found out today. So I get a lot of acid reflux. I thought it was beer. It wasn't because I cut beer out for a while. And like general alcohol. Anyway, it turned out to be coffee a bit. But I got told today that it's just having a beer belly. Apparently something to do with the pressure down there being a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Pushes acid back up.
Really?
Because like, pregnant ladies get it a lot.
I was going to say that makes sense because that's what happens to women when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
I have to look that up.
Now, can I just say, this information...
All your organs getting squished up and like there's nowhere for all that to go. So of course, like it's insanely uncomfortable. I haven't been pregnant, but this is what I've been told.
I mean, this was my wife today being like, well, you know how you look pregnant? pregnant ladies get this.
I'm glad she said it before I did.
Oh, yeah, she did. It's fine.
Thanks, Zoe.
Oh, it's right. She's my biggest critic. Like it that way.
Critical friend.
Yes.
We all need those.
Mm.
Anyway, what else? If you put chips inside a bit of bread, what do you call it?
Chip balm.
No.
Oh, God, if you say... I know what you're going to say. And if you do, I don't know what my reaction will be.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
It'll be infinitely less offensive than what Ed says here.
Go on, what's Ed going to say?
Chip sarnie.
Oh, that's all right. I thought...
Sarnie?
Sarnie's not that bad.
I don't think I've ever
At least he's
sarnie.
Embracing his roots.
Sarnie.
Sarnie's not sarnie? Like on a bun, though, is it then?
I think sarnie sounds quite...
Sarnie's like
sarnie's
flatbread.
Sarnie's on slices of farmhouse white or something.
Oh, I'm thinking like cheap... Oh, like Warburton's toasted.
All right, our home.
Toasted. What did you think I was going to say?
Well, I'm going to see what Annie says first. The way you pushed your chin out, then it was like, baguette. Yeah, baguette.
Chip muffin.
Muffin? Oh!
Because...
The worst one is roll, by the way.
Chip roll.
Oh, a bacon roll. Fucking hell. Tom Kerridge always says that.
It's a bacon bap, innit?
Yeah, bap's good. Balm's good.
It's a chip muffin because where I went to school and used to get a chip muffin most Fridays, technically a Lancashire oven.
Can you please stop calling it a muffin?
A Lancashire oven bottom muffin, it's a thing, and you buy it as a muffin, and that's what they were served in, so it's very authentic. So it's a muffin.
Look at
Nadia, you're trying to Lancashire me, aren't
you? Quite localised.
To be fair, in Chorley, you just order chips and it comes with a balm.
Do you?
Yeah, nice.
No, you don't.
I like the way you guys just went for that then.
Stop being AI.
Yeah.
Thinking ahead, totally, ordering for me.
I just totally accepted it. It was like, oh, great.
Didn't
even question it.
There weren't so many episodes ago when you believed that I went to school on a canal boat.
Gullible.
Wow. Absolutely.
Gullible over here.
Yeah.
Well, Ed sat there fishing with his sarnies. Eating his
fine,
eating his
dinner.
Sarnie?
No.
It wouldn't be dinner. What is it called again?
Dinner at tea time.
Yeah, but what's earlier on? If you're going to be fishing in the middle of... What do you fish at tea time? When do you fish?
I don't fish. I don't eat fish. You know
me, I think
you
like fishing, though, because you like to look at them.
No, well, yeah. Yeah, because my cousin used to do it. And then he really put us off one time because he put one of the maggots on his tongue because it had come out of the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
So to make it alive, he put it on his tongue to make it wriggle and then put it on the hook because then it would attract the fish. But I've been fishing.
He gave the maggot the kiss of life.
Yeah.
That's quite emotional.
Yeah.
I'm really touched by
no,
that.
No, but
moment.
I used to go fishing.
I mean, it's probably
can
going
to
get frozen.
I used to go, I had a fishing rod.
It's relaxing, isn't it?
I've literally forgotten that until this very moment.
I've been fishing 3 times.
I think I've been fishing more than you have.
Mm. I'm going fishing in Wales this year.
Do you wear waders? Did you like fresh water?
No, I did salt water. No, my first one was fresh water, and my second one was salt water.
Yeah.
And then fresh water again. First time, in about an hour, I caught about 30 fish.
Bloody hell, where were you?
Well, it was all downhill from there. Second time, in 3 hours, 3.5 hours, I caught 1 fish.
Mm.
And the final time, I caught no fish. So I really burnt from the top.
Were you alone?
Not alone.
Because I feel like to spend that much time, you have to have like good conversation, don't you? You don't want to debate while you're fishing.
West Side Story.
Ugh. What?
West Side Story. It's all about the conversation.
Yeah, but
no,
you don't talk
to people when you fish, though.
Exactly. You don't want like some heated debate.
No. You don't chat. Debate.
No.
You got the debate on the line.
Oh, God.
Speaking of debate and maggots, did you know that medical maggots are an FDA-approved treatment?
They are. They pour them into wounds to eat all the bad flesh.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah,
maggots
good job
used
we're not
in
America.
Debridement therapy.
They do it in the UK too.
Yeah.
Are we FDA approved? I thought that was the federation.
That's America.
Yeah.
But in the UK they do it as well. It's really effective.
Yeah.
Throw the maggots in the skin.
Debridement therapy, it's called.
What?
Feed exclusively on rotting flesh. They help clear out the dead bacteria-infested tissue of a wound so that healthy tissue can thrive and the wound can close. They leave healthy flesh alone. Mm. And they help curb inflammation by suppressing a part of the
body's
immune
system. And it's a great
idea,
right? Because if you've got a nurse working loads of hours, right?
Mm.
They'll try and clean your wound, but it's like, oh, I've got something to get to. Maggots are like, eating every fucking morsel that's there. They're not going to leave any dead...
But then
they
stop horrible... at your good skin.
Yeah, yeah, they don't like live fresh. Skin.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Good, isn't it?
God, imagine going to Boots and picking up your prescription of maggots. Just going to bed, putting them on twice a day.
With all this talk of AI, we're forgetting about the bonus of organics, eh? Indeed. Was that what you would call it? Organics? Natural?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
use that quite loosely these days, don't they? Natural. Natural yeah. products.
Mm.
Natural and organics, go on.
Well, there's no like proper definition in terms of marketing. So people will just say, oh, it's natural. Or it's like when they say no chemicals. It's like right. everything's a fucking chemical. So what you're telling me, here's a classic question. What makes the space between space?
What?
What?
Right, so if space consists of nothing,
yeah.
why aren't all the planets joined together?
Don't, because...
It's a classic, that, isn't it?
I'll have a panic attack.
There must be something there, right? There's got to be something there to have the space. In a way, air is separating this table from the ceiling. As well as gravity, obviously. Keeping
yeah,
it down.
And pressures and
so
forces.
So there's stuff in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Here's your stuff.
Yeah.
But in space, it's meant to be nothing.
No, but of course
so what,
there is.
But,
there
so what you're travelling through is now...
Pressures and atmospheres.
Yeah, but are they stuff? They're not stuff.
No, but it's the same as air isn't stuff.
Air
it's
is stuff.
Chemical composition.
I can't believe you just insulted air. One of our most popular things, and you just said it's not stuff.
No,
apologise to her.
No, it's...
Apologise to her.
No.
Why not? Because... This is not a time to be stubborn, or you'll stop breathing.
No,
I'll choke you.
Air
will choke you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to die.
I mean it.
I'm not apologising to air again.
Why?
Again.
It wasn't meant the first time. Come on now, it was not meant the first
Stop
time.
Stop it.
For Nadia's sake, we really apologise for not saying stuff. We know you are stuff and you are made of component parts.
Would you want to be an AI? Like, if you know how everyone's like,
you
live
once.
You
want to be
one? Yeah.
It's not like a job.
No, but like, let's...
What do you want to be? Little kid getting career advice. What do you want to be?
An AI. Yeah, I bet some kids do say
Bless,
that these
yeah,
days.
Probably.
What do you want to be? An iPad. I'll get touched all day.
I bet they fucking do.
Oh, no.
Oh, do you mean
but
it
seriously,
like that?
Like, no. if you could, if it was like, once you have this life... You could either be another human or you could be
You
an
mean
AI.
You get put into an AI? Or
yeah,
what?
Like transcendence, isn't it? That's it.
I think I'm pretty fine with dying. I think the biggest thing you want to do is you don't want to stay alive forever. You want to be remembered in history, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to be remembered for. What are you going to be remembered for,
the
Ed?
The first male maternity mannequin.
Yes! Or jumper shaper.
Jumper shaper. That's a great
Jumper
one.
Shape is a good name.
Yeah.
Jumper Shape.
What do you want to be remembered for, Ed?
That's a good question. Contributing.
Fucking hell.
Oh.
You might as well just go into like some
Off
weird private management
with Masani's.
Contributing. And you think I contributed over the conversation to dinner?
I know,
it's
you haven't
nice,
debated
it's a broad,
once.
It's a broad term. I'm debating now my reasoning for
no,
saying
No, you're not debating.
Just on the recommendation thing, it's given me... YouTube's given me Mortal Kombat 11. I've not played Mortal Kombat since I was 11. What a ridiculous thing. Can't get me. Anyway, right, moving on to closing statements. Ed.
I feel like I stood by what I wanted to be remembered for, which is contributing.
No, I'm cutting all that out.
Why?
It's so nothing.
It's fine.
It's absolutely on point now. Well, let's debate it.
It's boring.
That's the debate.
It's boring.
Order.
Go on. What was yours, Nat?
Nothing.
So Nadia, from this entire episode...
Nothing. Hey, you didn't know
Nadia
about maggots.
Has nothing.
The maggots thing's cool. I always didn't like maggots, now maybe I do.
Just so many layers.
Go on, what about you?
So mine is, if you do an episode about debating, you might not think you are debating, but the debate is, have we been debating? And what is the debate? And I say tonight, debate that. This has been West Side Story. Next time we'll have Amy Vraker on. Good night.